Frankly speaking.
Anything we do in public is open to public scrutiny, right? You can't claim that you have a right to privacy when you're in a park or a shopping mall.
Well, that depends, Dean, on a number of factors. We are used to respecting one another's private space, even out in public. And think about what happens when a couple gets into an argument. Other people avert their eyes and give them more room than you usually give people who are acting in harmonious ways. Or when you notice a woman breastfeeding her baby, you don't try to get a good look at her breast. People give her privacy.
Well, that's true, Denny. But let's say I'm curious about how my top employees spend their after-work time. So I hire a private investigator to, just follow them around for a week or so and report back to me.
And who wouldn't find that offensive? The truth is that the information we have about one another's public life tends to be episodic and fragmented. Someone saw me walk into the radio station today. Maybe the same person saw the ad for the public talk I gave last week. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. But if that person is following me around and collecting all of the public information on me that's possible to find, that is an invasion of my privacy.
Privacy is both a right to control personal information and a right to move about freely, unobserved. Maybe you can't control the public information that others have about you, but if someone is keeping an eye on you, it does interfere with your ability to live life unobserved.
When do you think that it's okay to watch? Tell us surreptitiously at ethicallyspeaking.org. I'm Denny Elliott.
And I'm Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking. This program is produced by the Department of Journalism at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana. Our music by Eric Hutchins.